sharpness you're hoping for, Coach, after a few days away?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it now is staying focused, and we'll use this week to try to improve in some different areas, get some guys rested mentally and physically, and also try to get better.
The attention that your coordinators, especially Mike, are getting, I mean, it says a lot about what they've done here, obviously.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime with team success, you guys get opportunities, and that's players, coaches, everybody, and, you know, he's a heck of a coach. We've got a lot of very qualified coaches on this staff, assistant-wise, that'll get opportunities, and, you know, but we're still focused on what we have to do here with the Denver Broncos.
When players talk about how things change in the playoffs, how it gets, can you kind of explain what is the, you know, the playoff game? Obviously, it's you win or go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a single elimination, and, you know, it's a second season. You know, we talk about the intensity of the game from preseason to regular season to the playoffs, and that's real. And that's what happens because all the teams in it understand what's at stake. And, you know, we feel very pleased to have that opportunity.
Coach, what? The timetable seems to be shrinking on a lot of head coaches in the NFL. Can you talk about how hard it is to do what you do, but also the value and what you have here with the Broncos?
Well, I think everybody understands what they sign up for, whether you're a coach or a player. I mean, it's a very competitive business. You know, it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, and, you know, it's a performance-based league and how you perform, whether it's in coaching with a win-loss record, and with players it's a little bit more statistical-based, but that win-loss record involves them too. So, you know, I think everybody understands what we sign up for. We understand it's competitive. You never like to see anybody get let go or fail, but, you know, the reality is there's 16 winners and 16 losers every week.
What's your New Year's resolution?
You know, just to get better as a football team. And my personal one, to be honest with you, I really didn't make one this year. I'm not a big resolution guy, so I probably need to be, but I'm not.
Hey, John, with Holiday mending, do you feel fortunate that you have some experienced guys in Leonard and Bull?
Yeah, I thought Jimmy did an outstanding job last week. Fielding the ball, making good decisions. We got a little bit of return yardage. But we'll address that as we work through, you know, in our preparation. I think, you know, Trendon will be able to go next Saturday.
I feel like Matt's snapped out of that funk he was in from the 40-some range by hitting him once the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, he's worked hard to do that. And, you know, not very many kickers in this league haven't missed all season. And, you know, we just, you're going to do everything we can to be playing well at all positions moving forward.
Without knowing who you're going to be playing, is this week really just focused on you guys getting where you need to be?
Yeah, it is. But we also, you know it's one of three. And, you know, we've done work. We did work last week. We'll do work this week. And obviously we'll know more specifically who it is hopefully over the weekend, or definitely over the weekend. And, you know, we'll start that work next week.